For WKU Public Radio, this is Joe Corcoran. Nationwide, it's estimated that about 6,000 Americans retire each day. As these workers plan for life after their careers, many are trying to determine how much income they'll need to keep up with an uncertain cost of living. Later this month, officials in the WKU Human Resources Department will present a week-long series of meetings to help current workers deal with retirement issues. Dan Modlin has more on that story.
The program at WKU will be held the week of April 16th.
The locations are across campus. We have sessions ongoing, some here in Weatherby Administration Building. We have some Lunch and Learn series taking place in the Career Services Room down in the annex. So we kind of try to move them up and down the hill.
Carrie Akins is Assistant Director for Human Resources for Total Compensation at WKU. She describes some of the more common mistakes that people make when planning for retirement.
Number one is not starting early enough. And probably the second one is never really taking the time to learn about and understand how our pension plan works, the mandatory retirement. I mean, people are always very surprised when I do the calculation for them of how that benefit works. They just never seem to have a real good understanding about the difference in a defined benefit and defined contribution plan. And so, you know, just not sitting down taking the time to understand what is already available to you and being done on your behalf, and then also not supplementing those through our various options for things like medical expenses in retirement. People don't really think about those types of things.
Akins says she encourages younger workers to be planning for their retirements long before they're thinking about actually leaving the job.
I actually try to capture people's attention and orientation on the first day of hire and make sure that they understand that by starting now with just a small amount of their paycheck, will, you know, have the potential to be a millionaire, where it's almost impossible to catch up. If you waited later in life and had to do a much larger amount, you still would struggle to catch up had you not started just a little bit earlier with a smaller amount.
Akins says many people tend to overlook expenses they will face once they reach retirement.
The way that the mandatory retirement plans work that our employees participate in, KT and KERS primarily, they really end up making about 50 to 55% of their final average salary. And so they have a lot of money to make up just general living expenses. Things that people don't take into account are health insurance. People live much, much longer than they did in the past. So assisted living is a very popular benefit that people don't tend to think about or plan for. Caring for parents in retirement and caring for your own children, you know, past college. So those are the types of things that are unexpected expenses that our defined benefit plans are not designed to take care of.
The Retirement Week activities at WKU are sponsored by VALIC. They'll be held the week of April 16th through 20th. Akins says there will be programs of interest to workers of all ages.
I would strongly encourage our faculty members and staff who are nearing retirement, maybe about 3 to 5 years out, to look at the KTRS or KERS overview. That's a very good session for people to get an understanding about how those plans work. The Social Security Administration is coming to do a session on Social Security benefits and Medicare. That is always a question that people have. What happens when I turn 65 with my benefits? And then the transitional retirement plan session that we offer for faculty considering that option is also a very good session. There are also some for beginning savers on what's the difference between a mutual fund and a stock and a bond, and how do all these expenses and fees and what types of things do I need to look for when I'm just starting out, to help people get a really good understanding so that they don't feel so overwhelmed when they sit down to start planning for retirement.
Again, the series of meetings on retirement planning will be held on the WKU campus the week of April 16th. Carrie Akins is the Assistant Director for Human Resources for Total Compensation at WKU. For WKU Public Radio, this is Dan Modlin.